Support for KPLU comes from the Shack Art Center, featuring a glass pumpkin patch and glassblowing demonstrations during Shacktoberfest, September 24th through 27th at the Shack Art Center in Everett. More information at shack.org.
I am very excited to welcome one of the top singers in the Northwest, Miss Stephanie Porter. I remember hearing her first about 20 years ago, just as I was getting started, and she's become a favorite of jazz fans not only here, but around the world, in Canada, England, France. In 2013, Earshot named her the Northwest Vocalist of the Year. One of my favorite KPLU jazz cruises was one that Stephanie shared with her old pal Lance Buller. And she's celebrating a brand new album featuring mostly original songs called Radio Theater, with Butch Nordahl, Dan O'Brien, and Steve Euston at the piano, bass, and drums, and Mike West on sax. Please help me welcome Stephanie Porter.
That I'm wonderful and calls me each day. We've been on a few dates now. I think we met in May. He likes to see Broadway shows and compliments my style. I'm hard to please, God knows. Well, it's been quite a while. Tell me, is she all that you dreamed? Funny how we turned out this way. Sometimes things aren't what they seem. He thinks, you know, he thinks I'm wonderful, but still all I do is cry. I'm not what he thinks I should be. No, I'm not over you.
Not what
place I should be. No, I'm not what he thinks I should be. I'm still, I'm still not over you.
Stephanie Porter and her band live in the studios here at KPLU. Great to have you here. Now, you are a known quantity on the Seattle jazz scene. You've been singing jazz most of your life now. And I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about your jazz background, your beginnings. What led you to the life of a jazz singer?
Oh, boy. I've been singing forever, and I came from a family of musicians, and they played on Jackson Street. And even before, my grandfather played at the Alaskan Yukon in the Wagner Band. So we don't leave Seattle. so it was at home, and I sang. But when I was 16, I found a Pat Suzuki album, and I learned every song. And that was that. I just loved her, and my aunt would play behind me, and it just kind of kept going, and here I keep going.
I read something really interesting about the way you think about singing as less about singing like a horn would, like a saxophone or a trumpet, and more thinking about it from the perspective of a drummer or a pianist. And I wonder if you could explain that.
Well, it's easy to cheat and just slide into your notes I like to do that. I like to cheat, but at the same time, I like to sound on pitch. And the drummer and the piano player, and I mean all instrumentalists, but you can't slide into your note if you hit a piano chord. It's there all day, right, Butch? You can do something whimsical afterwards, but I try to work from that and then stay in the right pocket.
Right. You've also been able to slide into some great situations with your friends' bands over the years. Three albums of your own, but you've also appeared on Plenty by Lance Buller. You've worked with Chris Woytok and Pearl Django. And I wonder what advice you could give to someone who's asked to sing as a special guest.
Well, learn the music and come prepared, because it costs a lot of money to go in the studio and record. I love those guys, so it was really easy. And Seattle's such a warm town of great musicians, and so I just do it. Go out there and sing with everybody you can. That's what I was told when I was just starting out, and I think that was great advice.
Looking back on the days when you were, just starting out, I wonder if your outlook on jazz has changed, as your voice changed. What has changed about Stephanie Porter, the jazz singer?
I was telling you earlier that I'm 16 forever, so mm-hmm. Not much has changed. except for the hair color. but it could change back anytime, don't worry. I just keep wanting to get better and evolve and listen to as much as I can, and I hope I get to perform for my entire life. I love it, and I've never been a big planner, Not I'm a big planner, so I just kind of take it as it goes and do my best as I'm there.
We'd love to hear another song from the band. What do you got for us next, Stephanie?
Yeah, it's called Poor Little Child, and it's another one that I wrote, and it kind of tells a little story, but it's I was in a mood, and 1, 2, 3.
Ooh. child. Don't let a sad day get in your way. In a little while, you'll find power in a smile. Sunshine in laughter. Let them take away your joy. You are not a toy. Believe in yourself. When the clouds roll in and the tears begin, you can count on me. Listen to my plea. I am here for you, always here for you. Don't be led by fools. It's your life you choose, sad little child. Don't hide behind your fear. These emotions disappear. It may take a while, but you'll make it through. Poor little child, sad little child. You'll make it. Can count on me. Listen to my plea. I am here for you, always here for you. Don't be led by fools. It's your life you choose, sad little child. Don't hide behind. These emotions disappear. It may take a while, but you'll make it through. Poor little child, sad little child. You'll make it through.
Great band, Butch Nordahl, Dan O'Brien, Steve Eusen, piano, bass, and drums with Mike West on the saxophone. Stephanie, the new album, Radio Theater.
Yes,
can you tell me about the process of putting this together? Did you have
a
theme
a process.
While you were thinking
okay.
about it?
Okay, it's all around the radio.
Yeah.
And it's a sad story because I was driving along when the computer went out in my car. And the radio went off. And I listened to my radio constantly. I live for the radio. And so I was stuck because it's like a $3,000 fix. I didn't like the car that much. So I was stuck with myself, and I'm always having music running through my head. But because I often am diluting that with other people's music, which I love, it did make me start the process. And then my drummer, Steve Eusen, I would play it for him, my little beginnings to a song, and he'd say, and this is on my telephone. That still worked. And Steve would say, hey, you know, I like that. Keep it going. Get a bridge, you know. And, you know, it was a pretty fun process. A nice collaboration of sorts. And then we went to Butch here and with these little recordings, and he brought them to life. And I couldn't have asked for anything more beyond having this group of people to work with and play them out and about now. So right. It's pretty exciting.
You have been working with these fellows for a while now. I wonder if you could tell us about keeping a band together.
Well, you know, you just have to ignore all the slams. And, and not those kind, huh? Leave the drummer alone. No. But yeah, it's play with people you love to be around and that support what you do, and you want to support what they're doing, and just have fun and make beautiful noise.
I think what a lot of jazz musicians are shooting for is to sound like nobody else but themselves, and Stephanie Porter's got that dialed in. But I think you've got another sideline in your career that I think tries to erase all that, and that's working in the commercial field and doing jingle work and stuff like that. Could you tell us about that kind of work?
I've done some. You know, I did the, you know, the ba-da-ba-ba-ba, a little bit here and there. And you know, it's been a while since I've, I think, oh, no, I can't tell that story. I've got so many bad stories that I make people mad. but it is fun. It's fun. But I definitely, I always kind of sound like me, so it's a little tricky. So I was able to pull off Pink one time, you know, it was like, For one McDonald's ad, they said, sound like Pink. And I didn't think I could. And it was not so shabby.
Could you give us a little bit of Pink? You
know? Oh, boy. This was a while ago. And my summertime hat goes where? What was it? No, I sound like me. Sorry. It's been too long. Yeah, maybe Pink sounds like me. Now, there we are. She's been, you know, she's a little younger. She's been following my career for quite some time. No. You know who else I can do is... I kiss on the cheek, maybe quite conscientious, but I was like, no.
Fantastic.
But that's, and, you know, Day is one that I get a lot, too. But yeah. I love working in music, so don't judge me. I'm just a comedian, too. Really want to be.
The one-of-a-kind Stephanie Porter live in our studios with her band. Stephanie, we've got time for one more song. What would you like to finish with?
Oh, we're going to do a nice little ditty of It Had to Be You. We're just going to have fun here. After the poor little child song, we gotta make you leave with a smile. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be true and make me feel blue. But even be glad just to be sad, thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be me, might never be cross or try to be boss. Nah, they wouldn't do, 'cause nobody else gave me that thrill, nobody else. You know who you are. It had to be you. Thank you. could make me be true and make me feel blue. But even be glad just to be sad, thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross, try to be boss. No, they wouldn't do. Nobody else gave me the thrill. With all your faults, how I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you, wonderful you.